This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
WrestleMania is here. We welcome in Vic Joseph from the WWE. Hello, Vic.
What's up, guys? How are you all doing this
you
morning?
You just woke up, didn't you?
You know me very well. I literally set my alarm for 7:55 a.m.
You set your alarm to 7:55?
Why 8 o'clock? We have a whole show.
Rolled out of bed. Yeah.
Well, he did it. We moved Garrett for him. I don't know why we couldn't. Why did we have him at 9 again?
You wanted to have him at 7:20.
That's right. I did want to have him at 7. Well, I really wanted
brother,
to make
you
it.
You would have called me at 7:20. I would have been asked, hey, sorry, guys. I'm going to have to do this another time.
Oh, wow.
I didn't get home till 1:30. In the morning from NXT TakeOver last night, and then I had to pack for Tampa today. So last night, so
well, you're not in Tampa?
You guys are doing me a favor.
Where are you at?
No, I will be in Tampa today. I'm in Orlando right now.
You're in Orlando. Do you drive? You drive there, right? How far is that?
90 minutes.
90 minutes. I guess you wouldn't take a boat ride or something like that. A goat ride. You wouldn't take a boat ride.
A gondola.
A gondola. Yeah, there you go.
You're not going to get my ass on that.
So, Vic.
My skinny ass will blow right off.
So, what are you doing for WrestleMania coming up tomorrow and on Sunday?
Well, if I knew, I could tell you, to be perfectly honest with you.
Woo!
We don't really know yet, but I will be there doing some stuff for After the Bell, which is a WWE podcast that Corey Graves and I do that drops every Thursday.
I've heard
on
it.
Apple and Spotify and things like that. So I might find my way onto a pre-show for night two. You just never know. It's a very fluid situation, and that's what makes it fun.
So essentially, they don't trust you with any of the script ahead of time.
Yeah, that's probably a good point. Yeah, I'd be willing.
I could never do it.
I'd be willing.
No, I'm being dead serious. I could never do that job because everybody's probably trying to get at you and go, come on, what's going on? What's the deal with this guy? What's the deal with this guy? I mean, can you imagine if somebody would have leaked out, you know, how many years ago when The Undertaker actually lost to Brock Lesnar and it was his first loss and he was 21-1, how that story did not get out? How did it get out at all that he had a legitimate chance to lose? People just assumed he was going to win.
Yeah, I usually steal actually a Ken Carman quote when people ask me. Hey, I'm keeping it close to the chest, and I'm going to keep this hat on. And when I take my fan hat off, and you know, it's wild to get some of that information and have to keep it to yourself. So it's just better not to let people know and keep it in a small knit group. But if that information would have gotten out, that moment wouldn't have been that big. And you guys are wrestling fans. It is those moments that get created by us as a company, whether it's Raw, SmackDown, that you talk about for years. I mean, people still talk about Hulk Hogan slamming Andre the Giant. People talk about The Undertaker. People talk about surprises. People talk about returns. And I just never understood why people want to give away that information. If you guys went to the Browns season, they said, oh, we're going to lose this game. Or you talk about the NBA Finals or the NCAA tournament. Hey, here's who's going to win. Why would you watch it? Doesn't make sense.
Vic joining us on the show. I almost used his real name. I'm not supposed to do that. Vic Joseph.
Ooh,
joining
us. Brother.
Okay. Does it bother? Because Lyman, I do it, and Lyman just tolerates it. I use a lot of your lingo. Does that bother some of the WWE superstars if they were to hear me? Should I stop?
I don't think so. I think maybe 15, 20 years ago, yes, but I don't think so anymore. I really don't believe so. So I think you're fine, Ken. I think you can use all the lingo you want.
Okay. So, because I every now and then
were you really nervous about that?
Yeah, because I don't want to upset. You know, I like wrestling, and you know, I really adore you, and I adore what you do. And I
Americana,
don't,
brother.
Yeah, I think that it's great, and I think it really is a celebration of our culture. And I don't want to upset some of the, like, there's some new guys there. I don't care what they think. If they can go to hell. I don't care. But like some of the legends that you've been around. Like, if you were around, and I know you've showed, I've sent Vic some, like, screenshots and things like that, and I know he's showed it to some people over there. I would be upset if you're like, yeah, I was with Paul, and he didn't like what you showed me. Like, I'd be sad about that. You get what I'm saying?
What's the word you use the most?
Oh, hell. Oh, work into a shoot, of course. Right?
Oh, yeah, you tweet that all the time, but
yeah,
but that's fine. That to me is everyday life. Like, oh, man, he's so angry, worked himself into a shoot.
Okay.
Maybe it's just because it's in my lingo, but I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
If I say, if Lyman and I are getting ready for a show, and then, like, a certain thing comes around, like, well, we'll see what the fans, we'll see what the listeners think about that time, and I say, we'll call it in the ring. Is that okay?
No, that's funny to me. Now, if you were sitting with Lyman, you guys were in your office, and you said, and Andy called you and you said, hey, brother, we're in Gorilla. Then I'd be like, okay, it might be overstepping a line there. Yeah, that's a little bit weird, but no, you're fine.
Can I break kayfabe for just a second here? Can I
yeah,
break
go
some?
Ahead.
When the show first started, I used to use wrestling lingo to kind of confuse Andy when we would be doing our show meetings.
Really?
Yes.
He has no clue.
No, I'd say, oh, man, that had some heat there, brother. And he'd be like, yeah, it had a lot of heat. You're right. It had a lot of heat. You're right about that, kid. I used to do that to him, Vic.
That's actually really good. See there? You might need to, like, clean it up. And maybe you're angering more of the people that don't know what you're saying than the people that do know what you're saying.
Fair. That's true. Vic Joseph joining us on the show. What is your favorite WWE match? Or WrestleMania match, I should say, of all time? Go ahead.
For me, it's this is a question I've gotten a lot this week. It is WrestleMania 25, Shawn Michaels, Undertaker. It's one of the most, in terms of the art form in which we do, one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. And when you break it down from a commentary standpoint of things I've learned over the last 4 years and counting, it's wild to think that the growth I've actually learned in this industry, starting with like Aaron McGuire. And if Kenny Kidd's listening or around, he would know exactly who that is on the indies in Cleveland, to, you know, working side by side with Corey Graves and calling matches with Shawn Michaels, that match is just structured so well. And there's so many little things. And, you know, you guys get stuff on Twitter sometimes, Ken, why would you say that? And or Lima, why would you say that about the Browns? Or your take's terrible. Well, we get a lot of that stuff too when it comes to, you know, the wrestling fan base. But if people actually knew what goes into every match, every moment, every backstage interview, I think it'd blow their mind. Where you have to be listening to, for instance, when I was doing Monday Night Raw, I had Vince McMahon in my left ear. I had Kevin Dunn in my right ear. I had Jerry Lawler to my left. I had Samoa Joe to my right while I'm also trying to come up with my own thoughts and watch a match. So when I watch that match in that moment between those two legends and listen to the commentary and only can imagine stuff being thrown around, it's a thing of beauty.
That's interesting to think about somebody like Vince McMahon, who, even if you're not a wrestling fan, you definitely know about Vince McMahon. What is that like, having him in your ear and being part of the preparation for some of the big events that you've been a part of? Is he somebody who maybe is not thought of the way that he truly is, or is it what you see is what you get with Vince?
No, I think there's a lot of misconceptions about Vince McMahon that he doesn't care. Vince McMahon is a father figure to all of us. He is a teacher. You know, you might not like the things he says to you, but at the end of the day, it's not personal. He's trying to better yourself. He's also trying to better the business. You know, I've never said this publicly, ever. When I was removed from Monday Night Raw, I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready to be in that seat. That was a very high-pressure situation. While I was ready for the pressure, I wasn't ready for all the small little details that I needed to learn and be able, and needed to do for Vince. And he made the call. Did I agree with it? No, because I wanted that seat. But I learned so much about it, and now I can excel on NXT. And I actually just heard from Vince through Hunter and Michael Cole that he's extremely proud of the growth that I've made in a year. And that's the type of guy that Vince is. He cares about everybody that works for him because he employs so many people. And I mean, the people that leave this company, that get fired from this company or quit this company, and they go on their Twitter rants, and they go on their Instagram rants, and they go on these shoots, to use a word Ken just used. Mm. You didn't succeed because you didn't succeed. That's my personal opinion. Because you have every tool to succeed in this company, whether it's the Performance Center in Orlando, whether it's any of the resources in Stanford, whether it's a plethora of people that you can talk to that have been in this industry for 20, 30 years. I pick the brains of Shawn Michaels, Triple H, and Edge whenever I get an opportunity to. I now pick the brains of Beth Phoenix and Wade Barrett. And if I have to, I can reach out to Michael Cole. And if I desperately need to, I have sat with Vince McMahon, and he has said, hey, this is how I want you to do it, and here's why. That's the biggest thing, and I think all of us can agree with that. When someone tells you, hey, do it this way, just tell me why. Don't just demand or command that I do something the way you want to. Give me a reason. And so he is a teacher first and foremost, and I think there's a big misconception about Vince McMahon.
Vic Joseph joining us on the show, WWE commentator for WWE NXT and The Takeover and all the other things, the machinations. I have a million shows there. They all do great. At Vic Joseph WWE on Twitter. Who's your favorite wrestler of all time?
Ken, you already know this.
I know, but I have to. Other people don't know, so I have to. Even though I know the answer, you have to tell other people the answer.
I want you to actually. I want to know if you actually know the answer.
It's Shawn Michaels.
Okay.
All right.
Let me put you on the spot.
Yeah. Let me do this. Who's the most overrated wrestler of all time?
Oh wow, that's actually a really good. That's a great.
I wasn't going to ask you that, but you decided to call me out. So here we go.
Shawn Michaels is definitely my favorite in terms of overrated. You got a lot of people that I think are overrated. I would probably go Scott Steiner. Probably the most overrated wrestler to me.
I can see that.
One of the best mathematicians, though.
Whoa!
Yeah, so that's who I would go with. And that's not the first autograph I ever got in wrestling was Rick and Scott Steiner. But I would probably go Scott Steiner to me.
All right.
Wait, I
wish you could see my face. My mouth is agape. I like Scott Steiner. I think he's great. Big Papa Pump, one of the best promos out there.
That's probably where I would go. That's the first name that popped into my my head was that. I will say underrated to me, an underrated performer right now. There's two names that come to mind. One is Dexter Lumis in NXT, just for the type of kid. The guy doesn't speak, Ken. So take a look at that one.
Okay.
And probably Kyle O'Reilly, who just really showed out against Adam Cole last night in an unsanctioned match. I think those are two guys that are very highly underrated that will be household names very, very soon.
I got to ask you, since you talked about some of the best moments in WrestleMania history, and we should remind people, it's a two-day event. Want to get into that in a second here. When I think about the worst moments when I was really dialed in to WrestleMania and I watched the old VHSs, I'm thinking immediately Lawrence Taylor versus Bam Bam Bigelow. That was not fun. And I think Hulk Hogan probably had five main event matches that were pretty bad. If you really go back and watch them. Yeah, King Kong Bundy. Come on, not good.
He still had two of the best.
Yes, he did. I'll
say this, Lima.
Sid Justice?
Well, that actually, he might fit into the overrated category.
He's a great softball player, though. He's wonderful at that.
Great softball player. Yeah, great. I'll say this, Lime. I just had a chance to finally work 4 years into working with WWE to work with Hulk Hogan. And we asked him about what the difficulty was from WrestleMania 2, which was that King Kong Bundy match you're referring to. That's the only WrestleMania that has been in three different cities on the same night.
Ah.
So he had to basically figure out what was going on through the day so his match could be different. And then you're talking about a steel cage, and you're talking about King Kong Bundy. So that one was a little different when he was talking about it to us on After the Bell and how unique and difficult that match was to pull off. That might give you a new perspective on it.
Well,
but
still,
good call, Lima. That's a good match. I would never have thought you to bring that one up.
Well, you know, I'm not a big fan of the guy, and I can't say – I'm not going to ask you why. I know that. But I would still say what? The match against The Rock, that was incredible, and then obviously WrestleMania 3. So those are still two of the best.
And you can – I mean, everyone has their opinions on Hulk Hogan, who's the co-host of WrestleMania this year with Titus O'Neil. And the one thing you got to say about – everyone knows Hulk Hogan's name. And they've known it for 30 years.
It's true.
And to have be in the main event of essentially the first 9 WrestleManias and then come back for that match with The Rock, which was about 10 years after his final appearance at WrestleMania, his first one back, then to face like Vince McMahon at WrestleMania, then to go on and have a moment at WrestleMania 30 with The Rock and Steve Austin in the ring, then the year after that to have DX, Sting and the NWO all mixed in that generation gap match, which was just a cool moment that we started the conversation with, to now co-hosting the event. I mean, he has had moments for generations of fans, and that's very hard to do. Undertaker comes to mind as someone who has done that, and John Cena. So it's a very much rare air that he's in, and I think that that's something that should always be remembered.
Vic? We thank you very much. You know I'm going to get a chance to talk to you tomorrow on the network, so I'm looking forward to that.
Can't wait for it.
Follow him on Twitter, at VicJosephWWE. We're very proud of you. We love you, and we'll talk to you again soon, buddy.
Appreciate it, guys, and I can't wait to be back this fall for our Cleveland Browns.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.